Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough radio show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough radio show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I'm so excited that you have joined me this morning. Well, let me just say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. God is so good. Amen. He's so good. He's so good. And so I am just ecstatic. I love this time of year for several reasons. One, because it's my birthday season, okay, right? And I love celebrating life. I love celebrating my birthday literally all month long, okay? And then, you know, this is the season where we celebrate the birth of Christ. And so I definitely am excited about celebrating the birth of my Savior. And so it's a season of celebration, amen. And so I just am so pumped and excited. And so good morning, right? And so listen, so on this morning, I just want to encourage you that it's going to be all right. You know, I know this time of year, you know, emotions are up and down, because, you know, it's a very, it can be a very stressful season. You know, many people are stressed out because they don't have the monies to purchase gifts for their children. Other people are stressed out and depressed because, you know, they've lost loved ones. And so this time of year, it's a huge reminder that, you know, those persons are not around. And so emotions are high around this time of year. And so I just want to encourage you, beloved, on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is actually Christmas Eve, amen. And so things may not look exactly the way you would have them to look. You know, you might have lost some loved ones. You may have been stressed out because you just didn't have the money to buy certain gifts for your children or whomever. But I just want to encourage you today that guess what? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, you know. And God loves you. You're His. You're His amazing child, right? And not only that, but, you know, I think many times we forget the true meaning for the season. Jesus is really the reason for the season. I think if we could focus on that truth, then we will not have so much stress, you know, because then you're not so focused on purchasing gifts and receiving gifts. And then, yeah, you still will most likely miss your loved ones, and that's natural. But when you think about the fact that Jesus is the reason for this season and the fact that, you know, God is with us, and that's what I want to talk to you about this morning, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what your feelings are this morning, no matter what your emotions are, you know, your emotions may be high. You know, you might be going through all kinds of emotions this morning, but I want to encourage you that God is with us. God is with us. You know, Jesus says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And so God is with us. Amen. So I just want to encourage you in that. But you know how I like to do. I like to start the show off with praise and worship. So let's just get our minds right. Let's just ease our minds, you know, say, if you can ease your mind, the rest will follow. So just ease your mind this morning, right? Just get a grip on your emotions this morning. And I want you to take a deep, deep breath. Just breathe it in really, really deep. Breathe in all the blessings of God. Breathe in all the promises of God, which are yes and amen towards you. Hallelujah. And breathe out anything that is negative. Breathe out anything that is contrary to the truth of God, anything that is contrary to the plans that God has for you. Amen. And so here we go. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go into praise and worship, and I want you to go with me. I just want you to take a deep breath and close your eyes and just surrender it all to Him. Just surrender it to God.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise Him. Come on, you can praise Him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient as you decree, let everything that has breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. Very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, Doug. Come on, lift your hands to Him and tell Him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now I'm lost without. Once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe.
This is the air.
Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together, and I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour, I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He is. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. The air I breathe. Come on, say it again. This is the air. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Come on, say it again.
This is the air I breathe.
Glory. Glory.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. Woo, sometimes you just gotta take in a deep breath, amen, whew, and breathe in all the blessings of God and breathe out all of that negativity. There's so much negativity going on all around us, and sometimes you just have to take a breath, take a breather, amen, amen. If you just joined us, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session, and I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you need to call in, you can do so on our guest call-in number, and that's area code 347-237-5083. That's area code 347-237-5083. You are welcome to call in and chime in at any time. Amen. Amen. And so, yeah, we're going to talk today about really two things. I want to just remind you of two things. Number one, Jesus is the reason for the season. I know many are all caught up with the gifts and shopping and all of that, but Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. That's one. That's number one. And number two is God is with us. God is with us. God is with you. Amen. No matter what you may be going through, know that God is with you. He says that he would never leave you. Amen. So come on in and let's talk about it. You know, and ladies, don't forget to join me in our private Facebook group. You know, it's a private community, you know, where we are a sisterhood. We pray for each other. We stand in a gap for each other. And we share our stories. Amen. And when we share our stories, we have our sisters around us to lift us up and support us. Amen. And so you want to be a part of that movement. So definitely check me out on Facebook. Amen. So let's get started, because I just want to remind someone today that you are not forgotten and God is with you. He is with you. And so in this season, God is with you. And so, and then I want to challenge you today to know that the real Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Say that with me right now. Say, the real Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, you know. And Isaiah 7:14, it says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And so God is with us. He's an ever-present God. Amen. And so let's break that down a little bit. Let's break that down for you. God with us. A son. A son. And so the first word is God, okay? And it identifies the baby born in Bethlehem. Many of us know the story. The baby born in Bethlehem as the divine Son of God who came from heaven to earth. And so God was manifest in the flesh, right? And so Christ appeared in human form, right? This means that Jesus Christ is more than a mere man. You know, some just think he was just a man, but no, he's more than just a mere man. Amen. He was truly human, but his ultimate identity goes far beyond humanity. Amen. And so he was God come down to earth in the form of a baby born of a virgin. Amen. That virgin birth. Amen. And so, and then God with us, he's also our shepherd, our shepherd. Now, what is a shepherd? A shepherd guides us. A shepherd is to direct us. Amen. And so we need guidance and direction of all sorts, because there's so much going on around us. And, you know, you look at the state of this world, you know we need guidance. We need a shepherd. Amen. And so the second word of Emmanuel reminds us that Jesus is not only God in the flesh, he is also the shepherd, right? And, you know, I know this time of year, like I said earlier, you know, there's so many emotions going on. So many people are emotional on so many different levels. Some people are lonely because they may have lost people. And then, again, this is a very tough time of year if you've lost someone. I mean, I know I can relate because I've lost, you know, my parents, and so they're no longer here. And so this can be a very emotional time. I do understand that. And so But you need to know in this season, God is with us. God is with us. We have Jesus, right? And our shepherd. He's our shepherd. Amen. So we need the guidance and direction of a shepherd, right? And so the second word of Emmanuel reminds us that Jesus is, again, he's not only God in the flesh. He is also the shepherd. And we need to allow him to shepherd us, amen. You know, as we go through this season, we're celebrating, you know, we're hanging out with family, we're hanging out with friends, you know, but there's still a lot of sadness and pain, amen. There's still a lot of people grieving, and a lot of people are reminded of broken relationships, and so emotions run high this time of year, but we have a shepherd, amen. We have a shepherd. Amen. So I just want you to hold that thought right there that, you know, we have a shepherd, amen, and that God is with us no matter what the circumstances, no matter what you're going through right now. Know that God is with you. You are not alone in this season, amen. And so I'm just going to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to continue. We're going to dive right in, okay? So don't you go anywhere. We're going to just take a mini break, a commercial break. Amen? Amen.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter Watts.
Yes, that was Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, and many of you know that is my organization with my granddaughter Layla. And we give you the opportunity to shop with a purpose and for a cause, so check us out. Amen. Check us out. And so, yeah, so today we're talking about Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Right, he's always with us, and I've talked to so many people who are just feeling alone and lonely in this season, but I'm here to tell you, you are not alone, amen. And then, you know, sometimes you have to be intentional, because I know that sometimes it's easy to isolate yourself in this season because you don't, you know, you don't want to be bothered. I've heard people say that, I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to be a bother, and so I'd rather stay home. Well, no, I want to encourage you to get up and get out, you know. I don't want you to isolate yourself, you know. Go hang out with friends, go hang out with family, you know, have dinner. You don't have to stay all night, but just go, even if it's for an hour or so, just to hang out, just to have that human connection. And you have to force yourself sometimes. Sometimes you have to force yourself, because if you don't force yourself, it's not going to get done. And I can relate to that, because there was a season in my life where I was going through it. I was dealing with depression, and I had to get to a place where I just forced myself to get up and do certain things. I had to force myself to get up, take a shower. I had to force myself to leave the house and go and interact with other people, because, you know, I was in that space where I really wanted to be alone, but you have to be very careful with that, because the enemy will use that. You know, he loves messing with our minds, and so he loves isolation. And so I want to encourage you to get up, get dressed, get cute, get out of the house, you know, hang out with some family, hang out with friends, and like I said, it doesn't have to be all night long, just for a couple of hours. you know, just so that you can have that human interaction. Amen. And you'll be surprised at how your mood will actually change if you can just get up and connect with people. Just connect with people. Laugh a little bit. Laughter is good for the soul, right? It's good for the heart. Get up and have some laughter and reminisce about some good things. You know, I don't mean go hang out, because sometimes we like to reminisce about negative things, but we don't want to reminisce about negative things. We want to reminisce about good things. So just begin to hang out with some folk and reminisce about some good things, you know, and that will help and lift your spirits in this season. You know, I just don't want you to be alone. I don't want you to feel alone. Amen. So sometimes you have to, you know, force yourself to do something different. Amen. So I just want to encourage you in that, in this season. But just know that Emmanuel, God is with us. So God is with you. Even though you might feel alone, you know, Scripture says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So he's with you. God is forever present in our lives, you know. And we don't always feel that. We don't always feel his presence because, you know, we're going through our own stuff, right? And so we allow things to consume us to the point where we forget about God. We forget about his presence. So I want to encourage you to even take the time to get into God's presence. And that just simply means just get quiet. Just get quiet. Be still and know that he is God. Just be still and allow him to download some stuff into your spirit. Allow him to be that father to you, right, that comforter, hallelujah, you know. Just allow him to be God. Yes. So I hope that encourages somebody today. So what I want to do right now, I do want to play, since it's holiday season, amen. I want to play a selection, one of my favorites, Joy to the World by Whitney Houston. So you just focus on, you know, where you can go this season, where you can hang out with, so that you can be uplifted and that you're not alone. Those of you who have made a choice to be alone, I'm encouraging you to not be alone. Amen. So here we go. I'm going to play this selection. I will be right back.
Let her receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Let her, heaven and nature, sing.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter Watts.
Yes, joy to the world, joy to the world. Woo. Joy to the world. I want you to have some joy in this season, amen, because Jesus is truly the reason for the season. I mean, you know, sometimes we get it twisted. We think it's about Santa. We think it's about shopping. We think it's about standing in these long mega lines, you know, to purchase different expensive electronics and items. But no, Jesus is the reason for this season. Jesus was the true gift, amen. He was the true gift. And so our scripture verse today is in Isaiah. It's in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Say that with me right now. Say Emmanuel. That means God with us. That means in this season, God is with you. I don't care how lonely you feel. I don't care how alone you feel. God is with you, Emmanuel. So just say that with me right now. Say, Emmanuel, God is with us. He's with us. God is with us. You know, I went over this earlier, you know, if you just joined, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining. You know, the first word is God. It identifies the baby born in Bethlehem as the divine Son of God who came from heaven to earth. God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. And then the second word is God with us. I'm sorry, God with us as a shepherd. You know, he's our shepherd. And so we need a shepherd. How many know that we need a shepherd, right? We need the guidance and direction of a shepherd. You know, and so that second word of Emmanuel reminds us that Jesus is not only God in the flesh, he is also the shepherd. Amen? He's also the shepherd. Let him be your shepherd. And so as you go through this holiday season, you know, and your emotions may be high, you know, you might be going through some you know, all different types of emotions, you know. I mean, I said right before the break there, you know, just to not isolate yourself. Don't isolate yourself. Go hang out with some folks, you know, and I don't mean hang out because I know that there's also the other side of hanging out with folks. You know, sometimes there's a lot of drama. I'm not saying set yourself up. So, I'm sorry. I'm not saying to set yourself up to fall because you know that certain people like a lot of drama and you know when you get around them it's going to be a whole bunch of drinking and drama. I'm not saying that. Don't put yourself in that situation because then you're going to feel worse. You know, because when them spirits start kicking in, wine and spirits start kicking in, amen, it can make you feel worse than you started out. But I'm just saying if you know some positive people that you can really connect with in this season that's going to, you know, you can reminisce about some times, some good times, some fun times where you can laugh, you know, and just feel loved, those are the people that you want to connect with in this season, amen, because I know some families, it could be like a war zone up in there, right? Some of you know what I'm talking about, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm not recommending that you put yourself in that type of situation. No, you want to always put yourself in a positive environment, in a positive situation where people can uplift you so that when you leave that environment, you're actually feeling better and not worse, amen? And so then Emmanuel, God is with us. That's what we're talking about today. God is with us, right? And so God is with us as a Savior. You know, we know I talked about him being with us as our shepherd, but God is with us as a Savior. You know, the angel told Joseph to name the baby Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And so Matthew 1:21 and in Luke 2:11, the angel announced to the shepherds, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you." Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is Christ the Lord. You will never understand who Jesus is. I'm going to say that again. You will never understand who Jesus is until you realize that he came to save you from your sins. Jesus came, he was a mission. He had a mission. we were his mission. Amen. And this is why he lived. This is why he died. And this is why he rose from the dead. Amen. He came to seek and to save the lost. You can read Luke 19:10. And he saves all those who trust in him. And so we have to trust in him. We have to trust in Jesus today. Amen. We have to see him as our Savior. I think sometimes we forget that he is our Savior. You know, I think we forget the finished work. He finished it. He finished it. So a lot of the things that we go through now, we don't even have to go through because it's not even our burden to carry because Jesus already finished the work. He said it. He said it. He said it's finished. It's finished, right? You know, us being sick and afflicted and impoverished and all that stuff that we go through, that stuff was finished on the cross. It was finished. He shed his blood so that that stuff would just be finished. He sacrificed his life so that that stuff would be finished in our lives. And so we just have to begin to walk in it, live in it, the finished work of Jesus Christ. He finished it already. It's finished. Amen. And so God knew what we needed, and he sent a Savior, and his name is Jesus, right? Yes, our Savior. You have to know him as Savior, amen? And so he is Christ the Lord, the Son of God, who came from heaven to earth, amen? Just for you, just for me, amen? God is so good. So, family, I want to challenge you today to know the real Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. He's with us. He's with you right now. You are not alone in this season. You are not alone in this season. And don't allow the enemy to put that in your head to convince you that you are alone in this season because you're not alone. And if you are alone and away from family, there might be some family members that you have not spoken to in a while, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. This is a good time to pick up the phone and start mending relationships, right? Let's just start doing that, right? And so our scripture for today is Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. God has given you some signs today, amen. And so the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. And then, you know, Matthew 1:23, it says, Behold, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son. And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. I'm going to give you some other scripture. Luke 1:31. Behold, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you shall give him the name Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And then Luke 2:12, it says, And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I remember being a child and being in the Christmas plays, because we used to have the plays at church, and the and just being in the Christmas play and being this Luke 2:12. This was one of this was my script. I had to say this. I had to say, and this will be a sign unto you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And I always remember that. I always remember that. And so it's so important that when it comes to our children, you know, what it's important that you are careful with the words that are spoken over them. It's important that we are careful with the words that are spoken around them and spoken to them, and it's important to surround them with people and get them involved in activities that's going to help them grow, and activities so that when they grow up and look back, they will remember good things. They will have good memories. It's so important to create good, positive memories for children, because this is something that I've always remembered. I mean, it's like growing up, if I ever remembered anything else around Christmas time, I remember this because this is my little part in the play, Luke 2:12. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. That was my contribution. Amen. And so I'm just so excited about the things of God. I'm so excited this time of year. It's always been, I always had good memories because, and I think part of it is because my birthday is December 21st, and so I just always, you know, was able to get gifts and get excited, and I just love the colors, and I just love the lights, and just, you know, people, I've always found people to be, you know, happier this time of year. Most people are happier, you know, because they can get into the spirit of things, you know, as long as they're shopping, they're happy, right? Again, they might forget about Jesus, but because they're shopping, they seem to be happy. But I just want to encourage you today to get into the spirit of things, you know, get into the truth. Emmanuel, God with us, he's with us, right? He's with us. And so when you start feeling alone and lonely, know that God is with you. He's with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, amen. Remember the real reason for the season. It's not about Santa. It's not about the shopping mall. It's about Emmanuel, God with us. It's about Jesus celebrating the birth of Christ, because that changed everything for us. That was a game changer for us, right? And so we need to rejoice in that. Amen. And so I pray that you were encouraged by the show today. Be encouraged. God is so good. And Emmanuel, God is with you. He's with you today. And just look yourself in the mirror and say, Emmanuel, God is with me. Every time the enemy tries to put in your mind that you're alone and lonely and nobody cares about you, nobody loves you, look yourself in the mirror and say, Emmanuel, God is with me. Emmanuel, God is with me. Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen, amen. So you know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt, and I'm gonna play that. But before I do, you know, if you need to reach me, you can do that at tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. And ladies, again, don't forget to join me on Facebook in our private group, amen, where you will be encouraged and uplifted every day. Amen. And then, you know, we do have some gentlemen in the group. So gentlemen, I don't want to discourage you. You can join. As well, you can join us because, you know, in the upcoming year, we're going to be doing some segments where we're going to need your feedback and input, so definitely join us. You know, that's what God is doing in this season. He's kind of, you know, doing a new thing, you know, where I know my ministry has been, for the most part, strictly women, but God is like, no, you're not going to put me in a box. Because there's some other things I want you to do. And so I just want to even encourage somebody in that today. Don't put God in a box. You know, when God tells you it's time to change some things and tweak some things, you got to flow with it. You got to flow with the Spirit. Amen. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. I pray that you have a marvelous holiday tomorrow. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Amen. God is good. Amen. Happy Kwanzaa, all that good stuff. I mean, I just love it. I love this time of year. Amen. Happy holidays. Amen. Here we we go. I will see you next time. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.